ערב שלישי, פרשת בשלח. Is the yom that is mesugal to the parsha samon. I want to explain a little bit. I'm sure people that are married and have to take care of panosa, maybe it's a shtickle more nagia to them. But the yesodet bitochon behemes doesn't start and the day that, you know, you need to put bread on the table, you have to come to Bitochen. It's very wichtig. It's more practical than... But be'etzen, Parshas B'Shalach, in Sforim Shtetet, it's tomorrow, Yom Shlishi, Parshas B'Shalach, it's good if you read the Parshas Amon, Shlein Mikrom Echotagum, but I want to go maybe to the Nekuda. Chazal say, Chazal Darshan, it says in the Parsha for Mon, Vayemer Moshe ze adobar asher tzivo Hashem ve'lo yo'imer mimenu le'mishmeres le'deroi seichem v'man yiru es alechem asher echalti eschem v'midbor v'yitzei zi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to take the man, to put it le'mishmeres, le'man yiru es alechem asher echarti eschem b'midbor b'tzei eschem b'mitzrayim. So Rashi brings down, it's Chazal, b'yimei Yirmiyahu, when he asked them, why are you not sitting and learning? And they said, what, we'll close our jobs and we'll go to learn? We'll not have what to eat? Hoytzi lohem tzimtzeles haman, oma lohem, beze nispar na voiseichem, har beshluchim yesh lo ilamoku. Amot mazach, Klal Yisrael telling me, yo, was days after the Churban Habayis, they're coming back. It's no parnose. Hayin tikim atzovim. And Yirmiyahu was telling them, why are you not sitting there and learning in the koilam? And he tells them, who will take care? There's no parnos. So Yirmiyahu goes, and he takes out the tzinsen of Saman, and he tells them, you see, in the midbar was mom. So why are you not sitting and learning? So state that the man is not something for Doira Midbar, with Moshe Rabbeinu on one side, and Aaron on the left, and Miriam in the front. Say, I don't know, I come. There's a chance that was snowman also. State name. For every person that doesn't has a shayla to learn or to work, you take out the tzinsen of Saman, and you tell him, if you learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. They stay. The Gemara brings down Ksuvas. We did it already. Ahuda Osel Kamei Derove. Omar Le B'Mat Esoya Doi. You know, he came, he wants food, he's army. So Rove wanted to be nice to him. He said, what do you like? Bread, toast, egg. So he answered Rove, Tarnagoyles Petuma V'Yayin Yosha. What I want is a roasted chicken with choshba wine. You're a poor person. You don't have what to eat. You're not going to do it to ask for someone what to eat. I'm asking you, what do you want to eat? You want to eat the best food? If you have the best food, have the best food. If you don't have the best food, What? You are giving me? The tzibur are giving me? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a lot. So why am I not allowed to want to eat a good meal? This is what he had to do. What is Oich Le'amon? We eat from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not eating from you. And the Hochi Ve'Hochi, Asi Achoise de Rove, the sister of Rove came, that she didn't see him for 13 years. She came. She knew she has a brother, Robert. So she bought Emma's, you know. She bought a tray with her. What was on the tray? Tanagoyas mefutenes v'yayin yosha. Omar le Robe, mahu bekamon? Rashi says, me'olam, I never had such kind of food. And book, my sister is giving me such food. Na'anezi lecho, you're right. Come, join the meal. It's for you, it's not for me. A poor person. And I know, especially this Gemara, I think, speaks to everyone. This person is poor. He's not a rich person. He's an army. Means he didn't have nothing. But he had everything what he wanted. Yes, he could ask, maybe he also wanted a house, so why the house didn't come? Maybe it would be miyashimit. Chazal say, I want to be magnum, why it's very important. I spoke to a couple of Chashvayim recently. And they told me that, especially you know, people speaking in the Matzah and Eretz Yisrael, and in the Light of Avotayit, v'chulei, that bitochon, there's two times to speak about bitochon. When you're a bacher, to build up the bitochon very stark, to be giboy to the bitochon, or sometimes when anyway don't have what to eat, chashal bitochon. Anyway, I'm losing it. Second time is nishkin chochma to get the bitochon, and it's not really called bitochon. It's brought down. It's nice. Meister of the Al-Sheikh, and he signed the Bismedrash, and he said that if a person has bitochen completely in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't have to make no ishtadlus. He can sit in the shul and sit and learn, he doesn't have to do no ishtadlus. And Hashem will give him everything what he needs. And when there was one balagola there, the mamish believed and what the Al-Sheikh said, he sold his agola. And he went to Bismedosh to learn. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezamed to him a box full with gold coins, and from that he lived the whole time. So after people saw it, all the people in the shul also decided to do it. And no one got a box. And they went to the Al-Sheikh, and they asked the Al-Sheikh, why it didn't happen? So the Al-Sheikh told them, you didn't have bitochen in Hashem, you had bitochen in this guy. Like the famous Maisa, the Bissol Salanter, but the doctors told the Bissol Salanter that he's not allowed to eat Shabbat. It's dangerous for him. Chamim and Shabbos. Came the first Shabbos, they served Shabbat, so they didn't bring him to the Bissol Salanter. Sorry, it was the Maril Diskin. They didn't bring him to the Maril Diskin. So Maril Diskin, you know, stretched himself and he took the Shabbat and he put a whole plate. Told him, yeah, that's dangerous. Shabbos Kodesh, nothing can happen. Kids who ate the whole chant, nothing happened. The other week, the kids ran away, the chant came and he said, put it on his plate. Well, this guy said, the doctor said it's dangerous. So they told him, last week nothing happened. He said, last week I relied on Shabbos. This week I rely on last Shabbos. It will not work. Last week I was bitach, I'm doing my Hashem, nothing will happen. No, it's not dangerous. It's not bitochen on Hashem. Avada, the musig of bitochen, you know, they say over the Bisrael said once that if a person buys a lottery and he has a bitochen, he could win the lottery. So a person bought the lottery and said, the mamish has bitochon that he will win. And his mamish going around the yeshiva back and forth that he has the bitochon 100%. And everyone was waiting to see if he will win. It was like, you know, a lot of, a couple million rubles. So Bisrael sent a different Talmud over there. He told him, listen, I see you have such a fist of bitochon. If you were the Rebbe Gizok, Chabish can suffer that you will win the lottery. He said, yeah, no, rather. So he said, listen, the lottery is 5 million rubles. I want to buy from you the lottery ticket for 4.5. I'll pay you now. I said, "Sell a gun, I'm happy." I was about to run to Rabbi Saul to say that it worked already. So Rabbi Saul called over the guy and said, "You will never win the lottery. If you be sure that tomorrow you're winning 5, so why sell for 4.5? No one gives half a million. That's it, just in case. Just in case, you know, it's not be tough." Now, I'm not saying that we're holding it that madrege to say it just in case. Alevai will be holding it that madrege of this guy that is masking to sell it for 4.5. But we have to know Einzach. Bitochen and Emunen Bereoilom. It's something that a person has to work on. It doesn't happen me'ilov. But the Gemara says, "Lo nitno toiro elo loich lehamon." Chavisalvov says in the Psiche leShara Bitochem that the only way that a person could sit and learn and become a Talmid Chochem if he has Bitochem. If he doesn't have Bitochem, he has an oil on his head, a lachatz on his head, and he can't manage. If he has bitochen, he will grow, will become a talmid chochem, and he will manage. Our job is to teach ourselves bitochen. Avada is a chiyuv ishtadlus. And any person wants to say be'etzem is the best thing that will have bitochen, and I would not have to do ishtadlus. And the truth is, if he would have the real bitochen, he would not have to do ishtadlus. Chazal say, when Yitzchok asked Yaakov, "Mami, how to limtze bni?" So Yaakov says, "Ki hikro Hashem elekecho lefonai." The animal. Because he thought Esau went to the southern, and I see Yaakov took it to the backyard. So the Midrash says, what Yaakov answered him? "Ki hikro Hashem." Zogdim, Rabbi Yechav Rish Lokish, they told him, by Avraham Avinu it says, "Vayar v'hine ayin." By Rivko it says, "Hikro na Hashem lefonai." So he told him, when you Shidduch came, you believed that Hashem could send Rachel to Eliezer? When Avraham did the Akedah, Hashem could send the ayin? Why it's so shver to you? Madua mi'alpa? Who's the left to take care of now? This is what Yaakov was answering his father. For sure, he was not answering it for Musa, he was more answering it that it would be nochshad, that it came from the house. But the Medrash says, Yaakov told him, Chazal say, what is called Isurim? If you put your hand inside, you want to take one coin, and a different coin comes out, it's called Isurim. Hadeichu magis Isurim. What's the pshat? Shteit in the Gemara, without the din of Isurim, I will put my hand to take a coin, Hashem will make it, the right coin will come out. There's no reason. It's not a chat, it's a miracle if I open the Gemara that it opens in the right page. This is the natural way that it has to be. I'm not a tzaddik, so Hashem makes me do work. He says, you see it in the whole parashas Keseda, you know, the neighbor of Yosef Mekir Shabbos has the dream that all of his money is going to Yosef Mekir Shabbos. So he gets all nervous, all of his money. That's if you think about how always money could go to Yosef Maker Shabbos. He can't do nothing to him. But he gets so nervous, he sells everything what he has. He buys a diamond, puts it in his hat, and it falls into the water. And this is the way it gets to Yosef. Forget it. If you will not try, I don't know how it will get to Yosef Maker Shabbos. Mr. Hashem will have a different way. He might help it to happen. If it has together, so the guy that wants it not together will make it together. The Achim. They didn't want this. They didn't want Yosef to be the Mashal Kim Shabbanu. So they sold it to Mitzrayim that he could make it. If not, I don't know how Yosef will get to Mitzrayim. Hashem will find a different way. The Achim that tried to step it, to stop it, they made it happen. Pharaoh didn't want Moshe to be born to be Moshiach Shal Yisrael. So he sent the throw into the water, so his daughter found him, so she protected him. Shnal Tzachzuf, Moshe would be born not in Pharaoh's house. They'd be working on him, they'd be shtabed by him. What if he would have his office to sit to prepare himself to Avodas Hashem? Who took care of power of Moshe? Who made him to grow? The Venezuel says even more from that, I'm not allowed to say it. He says that Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manik. He didn't want him to grow like a slave. You see, sometimes a slave becomes a head of a country. You see how he behaves, yeah? So Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to grow in a prince house. So he was mesoyved that Moshe was all the godl mitchilosoi. The manik of Klal Yisrael, he didn't start, he grew in the garbage. Hashem, the one who gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, has to be someone represented. So Hashem took Moshe Rabbeinu, he put him in the house of power. The one that wanted to make Moshe not to be the man to give Klal Yisrael, he's the one that took care of it. Now, not only that Hashem doesn't need your help, if Hashem wants you to get something, the ones that want you not to get it will be the ones that will deliver it to you. Power will make Moshe to be Moshe. He said, also, shit, I saw once one of this phone, you know, power comes to Moshe, let the people go, not let the people go. Sometimes a guy with a beard will come into power's house, they'll throw him out the door, yeah? Power came, everyone knew power. I mean, Moshe knew who was power. Power knew who was Moshe, yeah? He grew in that house all of his years. Everyone knew Moshe. Moshe was one of the kids in the house. Okay, then he went out. Now, the ones that want to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu made when Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, the 40 years of Matan Torah, Hashem was mechanech Klal Yisrael that the food comes from Hashem. Every day the food came from Hashem. What you will eat, what Hashem will give you tomorrow. Was be'etzem a meshuna de kechinuch. So the Mefoshim explained, "Le'nit no teiro le'erch le'aman," means this is the way be'etzem if a person will feel. Now this avoid of bitochen, like I'm saying, it doesn't come me'elov. It doesn't come me'elov. You have to work on it, and our job is to work on it. There's different ways how to work. I will tell you, when you're a bacher, the reason I want a little bit to start to over the little bit bitochen is the easy time to do it. When you're married and you start to do bitochen and your wife is starving and your kids are starving, okay, you have bitochen, you don't care, yeah? It's not so hard not to care. But it's not so pushing every time to do it at the cheshbon of the other people. I will explain what I mean to say. If you have the right bitochen, it works. But a lot of times you don't have the right bitochen and you make them to starve. But when you start to work on yourself, to build bitochen inside yourself, and then you become the luckiest person. A person has to start to take little things. How you come to the Shiroshi. But start to take little things. Try to take, especially tomorrow. And it's the yoyim that state that you want to make a tchilas hazman of avodas habitochen. It's yoyim shlishi to parshas b'shalach. that Yirmiyahu takes out the man and he tells guy, go sit and learn. The guy says, well, I will eat. But it had a man. He says, well, Shaykh, there was a man. The man was in the meatball. What was the meal? Yirmiyahu says, no. It will happen by you exactly the same. It will happen by you exactly the same. How a person measures if he's really relying on bitachon or he's lazy. Ramazan has to do a kind of ishtadlis. Or to sit and learn instead. I'm not saying that he doesn't have to make a little bit ishtadlis. He made his little ishtadlis and now he's doing the Seder. So, I made my ishtadlis, now I'm learning. Hashem, help, you take care of the rest. I did my ishtadlis. Now I want to sit and learn. Sit and learn. Do a little bit of ishtadlis. I did my ishtadlis for today. Now, the extra time I'm giving to learning. Not the extra time for the supper. And not the extra time to schmooze to friends. I bet there's no reason to schmooze to friends. You only schmooze to friends because you want to have friends, yeah? Mess is not to yell, it's to schmooze to the friends. So, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's not a chokhmah to say, Hashem, I rely on you. And I'll explain to you. Hashem, I rely on you. You know, I'm laying, I rely on you. Story of the Al Shahid is the guy went to shul, yeah? Not the Pshat, yeah. I rely on you, I'll be a millionaire. The guy called me up. You know, I'm doing now a deal. If Hashem will give me the deal, $10 million, I'll give a half to tzedakah. He said, why Hashem has to give you $10 million and you give 5 to tzedakah, Hashem will give the 5 direct to tzedakah. He said, if you're asking to me that either way, if you make the deal, you give 5 million. And if the deal doesn't go through, you give 1 million of your money to have the tzedakah. You're asking? This is called to do a deal with Hashem. Never got back to me, the guy. A person has to, I'm saying, it's very light, the test. Of a take on yourself. Say, I'm now not talking to you, I'm taking on myself something. It works, I'll tell you later. Something that I really need to do a lot of mishtablas for it. Tonight, tomorrow. And I'm bleeding. I'm not doing no mishtablas. I did a little bit of mishtablas for it. But all the time that I was glad to do ishtadlis, I was sitting and learning. Not even to speak and learn. Sitting and learning. Test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person will test himself, I'm telling you, and you will do it now, Be'ez Hashem will speak about it a little bit. You'll be married, you'll be in Gilad, you'll come to say thank you. Your life will be a different life. The problem with people is they don't do it when they're young. And then their life starts. Everything goes wrong. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows it, Mamish B'chush. He shows, you just rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Someone told me this week a maaseh. I know the people personally. I had an older daughter. She's 22, 23. She couldn't find a shidduch. I was a choshev girl, nice person. Couldn't find a shidduch. And there was not any shidduch that stopped. Any shidduch. So, a couple weeks ago, someone told them, you know why it's stopping? There's two teachers of this girl. They say bad things of the girl. Why? She's not a bad girl. I didn't know what to do. So they came to ask me. I told them, they wanted to go to the teacher. They said, you're young, it's getting worse. So I thought the famous miser, someone came to the Steinler and he said, my neighbor verschmutzes me in Shidduchim. Don't worry, when the shidduch will come, your neighbor will not be home. Then this girl got engaged last week. It's good. I wonder, the parents told me we were sure the stomach is bacher as a chesor. Everyone gets them. They got to know from everyone, even the ones that started stop alamo when they spoke to these teachers. Stomach, he has a pesach chesor, and they decided. Say that, but the maizer, you know, the girl's almost 23. You can't let that. Shabbos, you know, they say together the mechutanim. So the mother of the chosn tells them, you know how hard it was for you to find out about your daughter? Both of them get white and black, you know. What she's going to say now, what you don't understand. And Marush had to work so hard. You know, like they're looking at each other, you know, who knows, maybe she's going to break the shidduch now. I have a shita all of my life. I don't ask teachers. And you know, she's already out of seminary for a couple of years. I had to find friends, but no one will change me. I told my husband, we never ask teachers. The Alam will say good things, you can't trust them. The guy told me, he saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. If it has to happen, she put a meshugas in the mother's a shita. For 20 years, this lady has a shita, she will never ask teachers. She has a shita, she will never ask teachers. And I told the older girl, she said, I had to find friends. But how you could find out who was the friends 5 years ago? This is yeshiva. You know, you go to Bismarck, you find the friends. Suddenly, who are the friends? You know, this one, the name changed already 5 times, yeah? You don't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he just puts it. So again, Mach, the ganze Sache, the ganze Verschmutzim, she's all, they're all nervous, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, nothing. At least you put the money, the chosn in the meshuga, she doesn't ask teachers. So that's shita. So the chosn is waiting, everything is mesudar, that person will not ask the teacher. Not that he has to make the phone not to work, and not that you have to call them to ask them to say something else, it's not negah. Yesterday he told me, this, the father of the girl, that his wife met the teacher. How are you doing? We made such a chashuv shidduch. And then it's a nice show, I know the names. Side of the teacher. I'm telling you, know, you see such a little story. It's a simple story. It's not just going to grace a mice. I was talking about Mishloi. I mean, we're nervous, I need to start this, I need this chadus, I need this roommate, I need that, I need this, I need that. It's not about Mishloi. We don't see the whole time. And the nisoyim he gives us is that we feel that we could change it, and the more we work, the more money we could make, the more that, so it's garnished. Everything is exactly the same. If we will take tomorrow, that is the Yom HaZvavun and Sforim, that is Mekubel, that is Atzlochem, Bekol HaEnyonim and Bitochem, to try to take out, I'm saying, I'm taking out myself one thing, Vimeidah. It's very hard for me. Because I managed to do that in Shabbos. But talking, I said, you know, it's not a chokhmah to talk, not to test yourself. Again, and to give yourself to learn at that time. To give yourself to learn. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll meet, I hope, that we'll see the results.